same boat as those guys fundamentally the way I feel about it. And it was Dimitri's activity and everything that he has done that has inspired me to be on the board. So honestly, I agree with all of you guys. And to their respect, it's all genuine. It's genuine concern.
Sure.
And it's earnest concern. It's nothing else. I don't think it's anything else beside a legitimate concern about the school and nothing else. Nothing else. They just want it done. And I would have assumed that Dimitri had to do it as well. However, I think on the other side, and I don't want to disrespect you, Joe. I know you're doing all excellent things, and you're talking to me today with all due respect. Look, I would admit as well, Dimitri's my neighbor, Dimitri's my patient, and it goes on and on. So if you want to put someone who has a conflict of interest, I like him very much and respect him very much. However, I think you have to do the due diligence properly and discuss it properly, and as you articulated. And if I could do that, in that manner, I think you guys all could do it like that, couldn't you? And still achieve it in a proper manner. And it's not good. I don't think it's healthy to have conflict like this. You can resolve it. You know you're a good guy. They're good guys. You should be able to do things nicely and properly. And we can do it, right?
And I think that...
All right, so make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion. You know, what Carl just said.
John.
I'm sorry. That, you know, that sounded great. I mean, we need...
Okay, I can't just have a ditto what he said. Okay. You have to give me words.
I'd like to make a motion to create a committee or one or two individuals to...
Succession committee.
We're going to do this multiple times while we're in there.
We always do.
Succession committee to go through the pluses and minuses of having Dimitri stay or leave. What type of role we would keep him as, either a consultant or bring him on as an employee. And list all the things he's working on and will continue to work on. And also meet with Ricardo and Denise and Dimitri.
Individually,
that's a lot of motion.
Yeah.
I like the term evaluate.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think we need to go through the pluses and minuses.
I'm just
I mean, that's what evaluating is.
Yeah.
I really have to.
Bye.
Well,
okay.
I have 2 16-year-olds waiting in Philadelphia for me.
Ooh.
What's about,
no.
Elias, go.
Marty, work. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting at they're probably at the bus station.
Where are
they? Bus station.
Yeah, right now.
Are they in a bus station?
No.
Oh,
no.
I was about to take.
No, they're in the.
One other data point that might be helpful as well is we heard a little bit tonight about the investors, which is obviously a very important audience, but I just don't think the board fully has a firm understanding of what's the worst case scenario from the investor standpoint if you lose Dimitri.
They pulled the plug.
Okay, so
No. That won't happen.
Worst case scenario.
That's not what he's saying, worst case scenario. He said what they would do.
If you go all the way to the extreme.
Yeah. But what is the
realistic?
It is not a violation of our bond covenants for Dimitri not to be a member of this organization.
Yes.
So for to say that they would pull the plug is just false.
Yeah.
It's a irrational fear, but okay. I have one. I admit it.
But that's what an analysis does. It teases out, you know, fears from actual things that have a basis to them. And then you can act accordingly.
Yeah, honest. I'm more guilty than you guys. I'm as affiliated and assumed that Dimitri has to run everything. Honestly, those are my feelings too. Worse than yours. And I feel it is appropriate, but I think that we got to do it in a right way. We have to discuss things properly.
Yeah.
But I'm not better than you in my objective views. No, just as fundamental. fundamentally, mm-hmm. and I agree with everything the way you see and feel it. But you have to regulate your beliefs and your passions and thoughts in a proper way, I think, here, right?
Sure. I don't disagree.
Yeah, I'm not any better.
If I may just suggest a thought, I think there was some very great conceptual ideas from, you know, in terms of getting from A to B expressed by so many different people. In terms of capturing it in emotion, the first part, I think, as Laura mentioned, is amorphous to people. It's really, what are the role? What's, you know, what is the needed role based on core competencies that exist and might be lacking? The first core competency that I think between Denise and myself that we lack is the ability to speak Greek, which comes very much in handy for a number of the activities that are being discussed. Now, can you find fallbacks for that? Absolutely. But that's one potential solution, as you know, as suggested by John. Other potential solutions and terms. But I think that if the motion talks initially about what is the role that needs to be filled? What are the core competencies? And then look at different ways of addressing them. And what are the related costs? You see, we tend to think about the costs on one side, but each solution also has certain related costs, and unless you find somebody that has the same skill sets and would work pro bono, as Dimitri has done in the past. So instead of immediately talking about the pros and cons of the individual, you back into that with a robust foundation that provides everybody the basis for communicating the decision-making process, and it'll be on a very strong foundation. Number one, I like also Tammy's idea that you should probably process for the short term, there mm-hmm. are some needs. The second motion that she suggested.
You're going to have to make that again.
with regard, and I think you were going in that direction.
I think I said something along the lines of, wait, I wrote it down somewhere.
Just not to lose it.
The first one was about
how to engage Dimitri to ensure that the
exactly.
short term needs.
No. I think my notion was to give him a title so that when he goes
exactly,
to his...
Exactly, the short-term need of the convention.
Right.
You know, continuing to engage around the gala that needs some additional planning
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Yeah,
would,
just give him a title.
Yeah,
make him happen.
You know, I think there is merit and value in advancing that.
Exactly.
And I would suggest also that however you would want to propose it... John's suggestion is, and this I learned in terms of business school and negotiations, your position is only as good as your fallback, a credible fallback that you have. And this is not a negotiation aspect, but what if Dimitri is sick at the end of July? Who will step in? We pray that that would not happen, but
Dr. Mathiodikis will be there as well.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but she can speak to certain things.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, you were
yeah.
saying, the, luckily there
that,
is a pair,
that,
which
that
I think is a smart way to go.
Given in
but
any
I,
character of life.
You know, I think that the board needs to think at the strategic level, who would step in to the sort of the executive representation that Tammy is alluding to, who would step in? Thinking proactively on that, knocking on wood that you don't have to use it, but at least you have it, and it's not like July 22nd, and you're...
So to your point,
I think that would be
you talk to the position, identify the skill sets needed, and the fulfillment of those, and then fill it with the acceptable individual, albeit Dimitri, or anybody subsequent to Dimitri.
There may be different,
What I'm saying is that you set the position first, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to fill the needs at the school, yes.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about specifically the temporary position of the Heppen Supreme Convention, convention.
Right, yeah, that's all I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm talking about giving him a title.
Yeah. And I think you were specifically speaking, if he wasn't able to make it there,
there's no positions.
I picked up two.
A passive preparing for that.
Yeah, he's doing two different things.
One that I liked about the thought of how do you empower somebody to address this very short-term need at the end of July and start threading also the ongoing discussions of the gala that takes longer to plan and needs to be passed on to somebody.
Well, that's a happen, though. I mean, like, the board has no... To be honest with you, the board has no...
That's a discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for the school.
To be had.
But
is it an happen that is connected to the school or not?
Mm-hmm.
It's to be discussed.
Yeah.
You see, who is the best... In other words, who would be the best representative to continue this thread? That's the discussion that I would recommend. So those... I want to make sure we didn't lose the first one that Tammy had suggested, and the second one, my recommendation is that you look at it from the position, the core competencies, and then do the due diligence, the transparency aspect. We looked at four, we assessed what the cost of these four are, and we decided on A, B, C, D, and whatnot. You know, I think that will also ascertain the public transparency at the meeting in July 18th, August 20th, whenever that discussion. Thank you for your time.
So please go ahead.
I don't know if this is the appropriate
question. What's your name again?
My name is Lori Aldrich, and I have the pleasure of being an instructional interventionist here at Odyssey for grades 3 to 10. And, you know, we get past July 18th, you decide, yes, we need this position, whether it's Dimitri or someone else, and you come up with a salary. I think that's a big concern. I'll speak for myself, but it may be shared by other teachers within the school. You know, can we afford that salary? If you say yes, we can, you know, we'll say, oh, no one can deny that fostering relationships is vital to the survival of the school. But it also comes down to you can't spend more than you take in. And if we get a lot of heavy salaries at the top, is there going to be any left to trickle down to the classroom? Am I going to have to make do one more year without feeling that I'm giving some of my students what they need and they deserve? When I go to Denise, who I have confidence in and, you know, support her and she supports her teachers, if I go in there and say, listen, we need extra paras here because we have extra kids that need have needs that we need to work with them on, are we going to be told that there's no more money for the things down in the classroom, for the day-to-day interaction with the students? I think that's the feedback that you might receive. When all those decisions are made that you have to make, it's still going to come down to the teachers in the school wanting to know, is there going to be enough money to trickle down to the everyday needs in the classroom? So that's a concern that I'm here for. And
yeah,
Karen,
that's great. Totally.
Karen, 100%. Might as well, because we care very deeply, and I know you do as well, about the students, but we can have the best gym. We can come up with the best auditorium. John, you know, worked so hard to make us comfortable in our classrooms and transform them into things we didn't know they could be. But in the end, what makes the school successful is educating the students. And we don't want to have so many heavy-ended top salaries that there's nothing left at the bottom, because you don't want to have students jump ship. If you start losing enrollment, and the reputation changes from that of a caring and fostering environment to just expanding, I think then we'll be on the Titanic and you're just free to rearrange the chairs.
That's an excellent point.
Very well done.
Good analogy,
right,
too.
I don't want to analogize this to the Titanic.
I just liked, I like that. It's
so long, I'm going to, I guess, change the motion.
Hold on. Okay, so this is what I wrote.
Tell me how this feels.
You can scrap.
It's not what you said.
Okay.
Okay, so. I'm asking you if you agree.
Can you take my test for me?
Okay. The English teacher came out. Okay. Motion to create a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or other honorary role and the effect on an Odyssey Charter School and the relationship with the investors and other community members with consideration given to Dimitri Danilo's current skill set and projects. Read it again. Sure. And if you had something completely different, let me know.
No.
Motion to create a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or another honorary role, and the effect on Odyssey Charter School and the relationship with the investors and other community members, with consideration given to Dimitri Dandelos' current skill set and projects. We can take out the name if you want, but I was trying to capture the position mm-hmm. versus analyzing the skill set that we're trying to figure out about this position.
And is the intent of that, Laura, to capture both the idea of creating perhaps an honorary title for the short term?
No, there's a second motion.
Okay, gotcha.
And this is George's motion, not mine.
Can you say, instead of create, how about establish? Or it's just semantics?
Establish. Why do you say establish versus create? Just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm. I just think it looks more formal when I think of create. I think you're just hopping, like, and pasting and gluing stuff together. I think of establishing. You're establishing a committee. Mm-hmm. And creating. This just seems a little.
Well, we already have a committee. Unless we want a new one.
I think
a new one.
Teachers.
Yeah, oh, wait, are we?
Like, I do not want
to be I don't remember company. Volunteering for this
yeah.
committee.
Yeah, so it's got to be, it's got to be a new committee. It has a name. We're to. Called succession committee. I don't know if we need the proper name of Dimitri in that.
I don't think so.
I think we're actually looking for the position, and we're going to identify needs through the investigation, and then incorporate that into the position. And then we'll have an open search committee for that. Dimitri is the best suited. We'll
I think it does add some context, though. I mean,
Dimitri's name.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, again, it's not the end-all, be-all,
I mean,
but it's a jumping-off point.
Okay, I mean, I like, either way, it establishes the purpose and function.
Yeah, because if we take Dimitri's name out, then we're going to have to list more things.
Yeah, it just
okay.
it does part of the job for us.
May I ask, do you get the impression that creation of this position is sort of a backward way of justifying Dimitri's continued position in this school?
It might feel
in other words, maybe the position is really not needed, but it's being created so that Dimitri can get back in and stay in. Is that, do you view it that way? I'm curious, because you should take the opinion of the teachers.
Well, what I was thinking before you asked the question is that I've noticed a shift in the atmosphere, so to speak, that this body shifted into a more dynamic and purposeful conversation. I don't know, maybe I can credit you for the comments you made. But
could be my last day
here. We're not hiring.
Just short term.
But I just want to say that the atmosphere shifted where it felt like you could cut the air with a knife for a good portion of the meeting, and then within the last 30 minutes, it just became more dynamic and productive, and you know, it was starting to move in a direction that you were all moving in together. Because if I was a parent off the street and I heard about Odyssey and I wanted to send my school here, the first part of the meeting, I probably would have walked out.
Because I think that's kind of how we always
the dynamics were just seemed like that rough, but now you seem to be moving in a more productive way. But to get to your question, I would say that frankly, what it felt like was a more knee-jerk type of decision that was unplanned and probably uncharacteristic of a school of this age, because you're not a new school. You've been open for, what, you said 15 years.
Maybe 12.
Okay, 12. Okay. Yeah, I'm only aware of the time that you've been authorized by the Department of Education, which is a fraction
smaller,
of that.
Yeah.
So. To be such a seasoned school with the enrollment that you have, I would have expected something that was a lot more thoughtful, something that was not driven by a gala that happens in July, but was well presented, that also given your experience with the two positions, the head, two co-leader positions at UCIT Laura, it felt like, or at least your community felt like they were surprised by it and didn't really understand how it came about, that you would take that lesson and say, well, let's do this differently.